About 28 million people in several states are under tornado watches tonight, while many others survey damage from recent storms. Pastor Skipper says he's grateful his church was spared from twisters in Georgia.
Even though it laid the tree down, but God still was blessing us because he didn't let it fall on the church.
World Central Kitchen founder Chef Jose Andres says Israel's airstrike intentionally killed his 7 aid workers who were trying to feed people in Gaza.
This was not just a bad luck situation where, we dropped the bomb in the wrong place.
In Taiwan, at least 9 people have died in a powerful 7.4 magnitude earthquake, and the search is on for survivors. CBS's MTS Taieb.
We understand that at least 3 hikers on a trail were killed and around 50 workers on their way to a nearby hotel in a convoy of minibuses are now trapped.
Aftershocks are complicating rescues. CBS News Brief. I'm Monica Ricks.
Listen to Mornings with WFHR tomorrow during the 9 o'clock hour for Pet of the Week, brought to you by the Southland County Humane Society, exclusively on locally grown radio.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Wisconsin Supreme Court is staying out of the dispute over which district map should be used if Assembly Speaker Robin Voss faces a recall election this year. The Wisconsin Elections Commission had asked the High Court for a ruling. A recall Voss group is trying again after coming up short this spring. The WEC has a week to decide what to do. Donald Trump is the winner of the Republican presidential primary in Wisconsin. He also campaigned in Green Bay yesterday.
A vote for Trump is a vote to save Wisconsin and is a vote to save your country. This country is finished if we don't win this election.
President Biden won the Democratic primary. He campaigns in Madison Monday. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Following our upcoming meetings in the listening area for Thursday, April 4th, the Southwood County Airport Commission will meet at 8 a.m. at Alexander Field. The Highway Infrastructure and Recreation Committee will meet at 9 a.m. at the Highway Department Conference Room. The North Central Wisconsin Workforce Development Board CEO meeting will take place at 9:30 by teleconference. The McMillan Memorial Library Personnel Committee will meet at 4 in the McCourt Conference Room. The Wisconsin Rapids Public Works Committee meeting will take place at 4 in the Council Chambers. The Village of Port Edwards Finance and Human Resources Committee will meet at 5. The Town of Rome will hold their Community Development Authority Committee meeting at 3. The Stevens Point Police and Fire Commission will meet at 2. The Portage County Commission on Aging, Aging and Disability Resource Center Board will meet at 4, and the Human Resources Committee at 5. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
Former state senator and majority leader in the state Senate, Dale Schultz.
Legislators aren't doing their job. But what I would ask all the listeners is, have you taken stock in your legislator? Do they really deserve to be there? Do they really want to be there? In a polite way, ask them to come and share a vision, listen to you, and say we want regular communication. And I think if we do that, the system will serve us very well.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
The Brewers lose to the Twins. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Brewers losing to the Twins today, 7-3. It's Milwaukee's first loss of the season. They fall to 4-1. The Brewers jumped out to an early lead thanks to a Jackson Chourio home run, the first of his major league career, but Minnesota put together a 5-run rally in the 7th to secure the win. The crew has tomorrow off, then they open a weekend series at home against the Seattle Mariners. NBA, what happened to the Bucks? They lost last night to the Wizards in D.C., 117-113.
No idea. We didn't get any stops all night. They crushed us in transition. This is what they do. We talked about it before the game. We had, like, inexcusable transition D plays to start the third quarter. You know, 3 or 4 times they snuck from behind us. They drove us. Yeah, it's a disappointing loss. Not much more to say about it.
That's Doc Rivers. The Bucks at home tonight against the Memphis Grizzlies. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. cloudy for tonight with some snow showers around and breezy. Lows close to 30. Some snow showers in the morning, mixed rain and snow showers for tomorrow afternoon. Highs low 40s. Warming trend continues for Friday, mostly sunny, highs mid-40s. Currently 35 degrees.
Matt and Air on Air.
So we're going to talk monarch butterflies and what we can do to help their habitat, because that's one of the biggest reasons why we're seeing our monarch population decrease. As Greg said, we know how much I loved Winged Thingas.
Winged Thingas! That's the name of our band. Calvin, me, Jane, Winged Thingas.
The Winged Thingas.
Matt and Air on Air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk. Here are your hosts, Dr. Tim Slecker and Dr. Johnny Lupinacci, educated educators talking education.
Oh, yeah, there it is. Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk. Educated educators talking education. 855-752-4842. If you want to jump in, give us a call. Last night, Johnny Lupinacci, he's back tonight, though. You know what? We handled it. I just want to say, Dr. Julian Vasquez-Helig, Dr. Laura Deinhardt, Western Michigan University, Grow Your Own Program, addressing the teacher shortage for real, actually an investment in creating teachers who, you know, live in the area, who might want, or people who live in the area who might want to become a teacher, the access that they now have to a curriculum to become a teacher at Western Michigan is there. Now the funding is there for them. And on top of that, too, the modality. You don't have to sit in a classroom during the time. You can get it fully online at Western Michigan for a working adult. You're getting paid while you're doing an internship. What a great program. I said, Johnny, we featured this probably, what, a year and a half ago when we talked about the Tennessee program in Austin Peay State University. Yep, Prentice Chandler. Here we are, though, Western Michigan. Their increase in enrollment in the first iteration of this, 300 new students pursuing teaching licenses at Western Michigan University is on increase. They had 400 students to start in their regular program. When this program launched, they added another 300 new future teachers, and we were talking about the impact that that is going to have on the teacher shortage in Michigan. And wow, what a reality. But Johnny, I'm so glad you're back, and I'm not only back, but it's Wednesday night. It's Educators Amplified in the house, and they're both in the house tonight too. Woo-hoo. Teacher Joanna, Teacher Hallie, man, we are back together again, back in the saddle. Aerosmith, anybody remembers that tune? You know, back in the saddle again. All right, Teacher Joanna, Teacher Hallie, welcome back. How are you guys doing?
I'm doing all right. I'm feeling happy and relieved today. I think I shared with you guys our news about Say Yes to MPS passing. Yes. So I am happy and relieved, and yet I have complicated feelings about it. I mean, oh my gosh, I was telling Hallie, like, the lead up to an election like that, I'm just like in such anxiety, and I really don't have great coping. You know, I'll be like, stay away from the information. No, go into the information. But overall, I'm happy, relieved. And I'll say what I've been saying to my coworkers to keep a, you know, as we're marching towards this, is that I believe in the ground game. I believe in the ground game. They had the money, we have the people, and I believed in our ground game.
Nice. Teacher Hallie, how about you?
Wow. She's so good at being inspiring. You know, I'm ebb and flowing because, right, I'm post election day as well. And because I choose to live in a very red area of Wisconsin, nobody I voted for won. So I ebb and flow as far as some moments. I'm like, oh my gosh, what's going to happen to public education? What's going to happen to our schools? You know, and then the next minute I'm like, oh my gosh, but I love the teachers. My children seem happy. You know, I see children laughing and being okay, you know, so I'm up and down. But I do truly see this creeping, very slow flow of people starting to understand what's going on. It's just, I would love to put a little chutzpah in.
Put a little juice in there. So let's just, you know, recap for anybody, listeners joining us too. Hey, in fact, listeners, if you're listening, if you want to talk, give us a call. 855-752-4842 is the number. It is Educators Amplified Wednesday. Teacher Joanna, Teacher Hallie in the house. Yes, yesterday, all across Wisconsin, but in Milwaukee, big win. We were doing this. We had been advocating Say Yes to MPS, Milwaukee Public Schools referendum. It's official at this point, Teacher Joanna, that the referendum has. Okay, because I saw early in the morning they were going, well, there's still some absentee ballots out there that they're waiting for. But at this point, MPS can declare a victory. You're talking about mixed feelings. We'll talk a little bit about that also to kind of go like, yeah. The other thing, though, too, for anybody else all through Wisconsin, there were, 89 referendums across the entire state yesterday. Hallie, is that true or am I off on that number?
It could be. I thought it was 91. So.
Okay, I thought it was 91, too, 91. And then I remember somebody correcting me to 89. So, you know what? Somewhere
there was a lot.
Around, it's a lot.
Around 90.
Okay, around 90 would be, you know, and so if you're another person out there, referendum passed, give us a call. We'd love to hear from you. Referendum didn't pass. We'd like to hear from you also. Johnny Lupinacci, though, so what do you think here? Say yes to MPS.
Well, I mean, I'm stoked. We've been, you know, talking about the importance of referendums and why they have, why they have to be in place to begin with and how important they are to getting funds into our public schools and supporting teachers and, you know, helping to bring that change that we're talking about here. It starts with proper funding. I'm trying to look up exactly. I mean, these were close, right? So I'm feeling the inspiration of Joanna. I love it. Teacher Joanna, believe in the ground game. I believe in the ground game, but I also feel the creep Teacher Hallie's talking about, right? Like, it's so present. This is a no brainer. This is a slam dunk. If you care about kids, you care about schools, say yes to MPS. Just enough people said yes to MPS, which is good, but just enough, right? It was close.
Yeah, it was.
There's a whole lot of conversation for all of us. And, you know, most of our callers are on the same page we're on, but for everyone listening out there to be having about, guys, this is a close one. Yeah. And for lots of parts of the state of Wisconsin, I'm looking at here, you know, it was close or it didn't go so well.
Yeah.
And when it doesn't go well and a referendum doesn't pass, children in schools and communities in general suffer, right? And so we're really voting on that when we do this. And so, I mean, I'm mixed. I'm mixed today about things. And so, hey, we got a text, though, from Mark. You see that?
You see that, Mark, man? He got my Aerosmith. Loving it, though. Made him think about the quote, doing all right, getting good grades, future so bright, gotta wear shades. Yeah. A little bit of classic. Right? Teacher Hallie's like, you guys are weird, man. I can see it. I can see it all over her face. People are going, what do you mean you see it? It's radio. How can you see? Hey, if you're on the YouTube, on the Twitter, or on the Facebook, you can see us right now. So jump in there, man. Look at it. I tell you what, it's a sight. I don't know if it's a beautiful sight or part of it's beautiful, but the other, I don't know. If you're watching at the top half of this video is a bit disturbing. The bottom half, much better to do.
Yeah,
busted pencils. Yeah, busted pencils. Fully
ray of sunshine to the bunch.
Yeah, fully leaded education talk. Educated educators talking education. Wednesday educators amplified in the house. Teacher Joanna, Teacher Hallie. The number's 855-752-4842. And yeah, referendums all across Wisconsin. Some passed, some didn't. But the big MPS, Milwaukee Public Schools, yes, they did pass. And Joanna, you were talking about some mixed feelings, though. I mean, we're happy. Explain that a little bit to me. Help me understand.
Well, my mixed feelings are that it did pass, as they describe, as narrowly. And so, and when I think back to, well, like I said, I went and did doors. And when I did doors, people were very supportive. Mm-hmm. But then there's obviously a group of people who aren't. Or even, I guess this, not even just people aren't. I am worried again that they need to hear Johnny's constant lecture on why you have one in the first place. Because mm-hmm. the questions can be like, well, what do they need the money for? Why? What do they want? You know, so it's like almost like a kid. It can be sound like a kid asking for some extravagant present and be like, well, mm-hmm. why do they want that? Aren't they happy with the things that they have? And so... Right. To me, the question shouldn't be like, what do they want or what are they going to do with it? It needs to be more like, why is this continuing to happen? Why do we consistently hear that schools need money? Why do we consistently hear that students don't have what they need? Why do we consistently hear that people aren't staying in the profession? Mm. And so those are some deeper questions that this next round, we've got to get at that, you know? Mm. So that's why my feelings are conflicted, because it was close and because then that opposition is not going away, right? Right. This has been consistent in my life since definitely Act 10 here in Wisconsin, that it has been just a really consistent march toward privatizations. And so I feel like that should be the question. I appreciate it. You know, again, I was all with it, that it's like, say yes to MPS. But the question really is, do you believe public schools should exist in your community?
Man, there it is, Johnny.
And across the state, this was close everywhere. There's only a couple of referendums on the ballot here that it's, you know, one-sided. Mm-hmm. And in those places, it was really one-sided no.
I know.
In two of those elections, the rest were all very close, like within... You know, 5 or 6 percentage points is of passing or failing.
Mm-hmm. You look at that, though, too, and you think about this. And I was thinking, Joanna, you really talked about the mixed feelings there and explaining that. I was wondering if you were thinking about going the reality of going, why do we even need to go to referendum in the first place? Right. Yeah. I mean, and we have been talking about that for so long. It's just like, you know, in a way, you can say, you know, why are the property owners, the taxpayers of all of these areas, the ones who have to now kick in the extra money to do this? Well, you know, how did we get to this position? And we've been talking about this time and time again because of an active defunding of public schools, as you said, Joanna, over since Act 10. But let's be honest, it has been happening and happening way before that. Active defunding of public schools to the point where it's like, okay, and then the laws are created so that the legislature can say, well, if you want any extra money, you're going to have to go back to the voters to ask their permission. Well, wait a minute. Why aren't we getting the money we're supposed to be getting anyway? That's the question. And I want to put that out there. The number is 855-752-4842. Yeah, we create a scarcity when, hey, guess what? There are billions right now in reserve. What's going on? Busted pencils. Give us a call when we get back.
Yep.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
Today's job market is full of demand for skilled trade workers. Electricians, welders, mechanics, these and other trades are the backbone of every community. They're also a huge part in making sure the Army National Guard is always fulfilling its mission of service to our country and communities. Soldiers train to keep the power flowing, engines running, and supplies moving.
The skilled trades these soldiers perform are the same ones needed in today's civilian workforce. Army National Guard soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. With options from plumber to helicopter mechanic and everything in between, soldiers are able to select the trades that best fit their lives. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession and serve your community and country by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, home for the Devil's Advocates.
There it is. Johnny Lupinacci's excited coming into this one. Busted pencils. Yeah. Educated educators talking education, fully leaded. Yeah, fully leaded education talk. That's what we do here every Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Civic Media, Busted Pencils. Wednesdays, though, educators amplified in the house. Teacher Joanna, Teacher Hallie, bringing it. Sharon, you know, we're doing a little reflection or soul searching or commiserating, just going celebrating, though. Let's be honest, celebrating the fact that it did pass. Saying yes to MPS did happen. So voters in the Milwaukee area listening, thank you out there for making sure, because as we said, this was not an extra give the teachers a little something more, a little bit. This was for funding for the essentials to keep the lights on. And there we go. Caller, Dr. Joanne is on the line. Joanne, how are you, our friend?
I'm sharing in your joy right now, but I just have a suggestion. When there's a big bridge project or a big highway project, very often there's a sign saying this bridge or this highway was built with certain funds. I was just wondering, you know, is there a way to reflect in the future that this referendum helped fix the lights in a big auditorium, or this referendum helped to hire three more teachers, maybe put a big sign so people, the voters, know that there's actual results from what they voted for?
Mm. I love that. I love that, Dr. Joanne. Thanks for bringing that up, because how great would it be to announce this football game on Friday night is brought to you by the voters of, you know, that voted yes to MPS, or just making it clear that every time you drive past a public school and you see a sign, right, and you see kids out playing on the playground, or you have to slow down extra slow to go past that school, that school's open because the voters passed the referendum. That's how really, I mean, Teacher Joanna put in the chat, right? It's this mixed feeling after a referendum, because it's celebratory and it's also the commiserating around, how did we get here to where we have, we've, you know, this orchestrated scarcity where we've underfunded so much that we have to go out and ask local folks for increased taxes in order just to keep things going, right? That's intentional. That is by design. And that puts all kinds of extra stress on those hundreds of teachers, Tim, that you were talking about. Like, this is not different than what's happening in Kalamazoo or other places in Michigan, right. Wisconsin. I mean, Wisconsin is a canary in the coal mine for things happening all around the country, right? And so, you know, the conditions for teachers are really not good, right? And that means also conditions for learners are not good. And they're made better because teacher on the backs and the labor of teachers, right? And so it's a mixed bag. We're like, yay, say yes to MPS, pass. Thank goodness, right? Let's celebrate every time we see a public school, because that is due to, in part, the fact that voters voted yes on MPS, or the, you know, referendums passed where they passed. You know, I love Dr. Joanne's idea too about celebrating it and making it well known.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah.
Joanne, you like that? I could see you smiling as Joanne was talking.
Yeah. Well, I think that is it. I don't think we do. I love the suggestion, and we don't do enough of acknowledging And this way, in a positive way, of what's really going on. And so people aren't aware. Like, right, I'm not sitting here thinking like people aren't aware because they're like dumb. I don't think that at all. I think it's related to the things that Joanne suggested, that we don't make it known. It's all kind of like taken for granted. And so it was a great suggestion. I also think, though, that this topic itself kind of weaves its way back to what you said you guys were talking about last night about programs to bring teachers in. I focus on like, how do you get people to stay? And when you think about this, like if every year you're hanging by a thread and you need some referendum, or I'm telling you, there is stress and panic. Like Monday and Tuesday in MPS was stressful, you know, and quiet. You know, it's like you're all just like, and then, you know, so that really contributes to the conditions that new people are going to be coming into. So there's a lot of reasons why we got to get this all right.
Yeah, we definitely have to. Teacher Hallie, got the look of concern across your face there. I got, you know, hey, I just got to make sure that everybody, you know, the listeners that are truly listening, I got to describe what I see.
Okay, you guys are having such a great conversation. Honestly, I have so many thoughts about, right, the whole, like, how do you retain teachers? Like, I totally am down for what, like, what was it? Western Michigan is doing. And I'm like, I feel like I went through, like, this really great, you know, teacher prep program in college. And I remember my professor saying, people will not be talking like we're teaching you right now. So you have to go in there and be bold. And I didn't comprehend it at the time, but now I'm like, well, that was, yeah, my entire career was defending what my teacher prep was. And like, that was true education, because as a teacher, when I went into the profession, I was like, what are we doing? As far as like, it was just so dictated by a textbook or so dictated by a test. So I'm thinking about that. And at the same time, I was trying to add up how much money every school was doing for the referendum, because I wanted to figure out like how much money is the state for schools asking for in relation to like how much money the state has and hasn't given. So that's
doing the math, Joanna.
Yeah, I think WPEN has that number. It's less than $6 billion for sure. You know what I mean? Ooh, it's like it was like every referendum wish could have been fulfilled just through proper state funding. But I don't have the exact number.
But I mean, that's it too, right? Is to realize there wasn't really a need for referendum in the state of, you know, because the responsibility of the elected officials in representing the communities and the people and the schools that they represent had a responsibility and obligation to step up and do what's right, which is to fund their public schools, fund the commons, because that is what is for all of us core democratic values that we're talking about. You as a legislator, the reality that you have forced this referendum to make it look like, well, you know, the voters picked it, wasn't up to us. Well, actually, it was up to you to push it to referendum because of your defunding activities and not moving forward. And specifically this year in Wisconsin, realizing $6 billion in surplus and then telling the school districts of the state, no, you don't get the money you're supposed to have. That was, in fair funding. Court cases has been documented and demonstrated again that we actually do owe you. In fact, you know, we've been told by the Supreme Court we're supposed to fund equitably the way we're supposed to, according to the law and according to the Constitution. We're not going to do that right now, though, because we're going to continue to be, you know, a-holes and do what it is that we do, which is make the public look as if, you know, we're going to turn them against public schools. The reality we're moving, though, let's turn it against the politicians at this point. It's busted pencils. It's fully leaded. Man, sorry. Got on a rant there. When we come back, L.A. Tom. L.A. Tom, those on the...
Tune in Thursday for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. We got congressional candidate Dr. Kristen Lierley, New Marquette University Law School polling Charles Franklin. Tune in.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. President Biden may be in trouble. More than 47,000 Wisconsin Democrats voted uninstructed in yesterday's primary. Anthony Chergosky teaches political science at UW-LaCrosse. He tells Wisconsin Eye that critics of Biden's Gaza policy are sending a clear message.
Biden cannot take their support for granted. They might